Radio Bilingüe presents Sounds of Unsung Californians, folk artists who innovate music and cultural traditions and weave them into the soundscape of California. The music that filled San Francisco's Brava Theater during the 6th annual Son Jarocho Festival was clearly from the Port of Veracruz on Mexico's Gulf Coast, with its distinctive jarana, harp, jawbone percussion, and zapateado, the beat kept by dancers on a wooden platform called a tarima. But this music, Son Jarocho, is also Californian now. It's played up and down the state at fandango parties, marches, and in living rooms. Women, especially, are innovating Son Jarocho on both sides of the border. I'm Zadie Stavely. The Brava Theater in San Francisco fills with a cascade of harp and jarana strings. Then the percussion joins in on a donkey's jawbone. This is the Son Jarocho group Caña Dulce y Caña Brava. Adriana Cao Romero is co-founder.
The first interest is to sound like the music that women can do, that we think it is more soft and different verses, you know. In order to sing verses that are from a girl or from a woman to a man.
Son Jarocho is captivating and distinct, with a strong Afro-Mexican influence. People now play this music all over the world, but it hasn't always been that way. Cao Romero grew up in Veracruz and has been playing the harp for most of her life. But she says there didn't used to be many young people playing traditional music.
I knew many musicians, but they were old people, you know. Like my friends told me, why do you study harp? There are a lot of recordings already. Why do you waste your time?
So she and other Son Jarocho musicians began trying to interest young people in playing, bringing the rural tradition of fandangos to bigger cities. A fandango is like a big community party focused around the music, where beginners and pros dance, sing, and play alongside each other. At the fandango held as part of the Son Jarocho Festival in San Francisco, people of all ages filled the lobby of the Brava Theater, some picking out the melody on a jarana or belting out verses, others keeping the beat by dancing. Moms danced wearing their babies in rebozos, and one woman held a violin for a little girl to bow along with the music.
You don't have to be rock star status to participate in a fandango.
This is Sochi Flores. She plays Son Jarocho in Los Angeles.
Maybe it's because there's so many roots to it. You know, there's the indigenous, the Spanish, the Arabic, the African. And we all kind of have those roots in our DNA already. And so it feels like home.
When Flores traveled to Veracruz with other Chicano musicians, she says it was powerful to see how anyone could participate in a fandango and everyone had a place.
You see people who participate through cooking and providing nourishment for the musicians, who sit there and write verses all night and then just kind of like spew them out, who play, who dance. There are people who just go to watch.
You can walk into a fandango and the center is often, more times than not, women.
Marta Gonzalez is the longtime lead singer, percussionist, and songwriter with the Grammy Award-winning East LA rock group, Quetzal.
At the vortex of this fandango is this thing called a tarima, and the women are the percussionists. We're the ones that say which sones go next. We're the ones that say you're going too fast, or we can end the son if we want to by calling una.
She's also a professor at Scripps College, where she teaches a class on fandango.
You have so many women now writing verses as well, so they're influencing the men who... There's a lot of men that write beautiful things about women, but there are some men that write things that could be considered degrading, right? But they have to respond to more than a handful of women now, you know? De tu cara sale el sol, adiós mi morena, adiós. De tu
garganta la luna, vengo de si morena. Morena se piso yo. González started a project called Entre Mujeres, writing songs collaboratively with women from Veracruz and Los Angeles.
And so basically all the songs reflect one or two of the women's ideas around the chocolate trade, you know, or wood and the importance of wood in the music and the tradition, about love, of course. And then some are even about giving birth, about being pregnant and feeling heavy. And
her favorite song, Chispas, which she announces this way at the festival.
So this next tune is called Chispas. It's a little bit of a mix of blues and son heroique. Laura Rebolloso had been doing a little bit of research about how the chain gangs had music in the South. I love the tune because I feel like it was her version of what she felt the blues was, like what it sounded like to her. And then she also is very jarocha, so the influence is very son jarocho-like. But it grooves so hard. The bass is amazing, and it's so much fun to dance to, and it's just rocking, you know. And to have that come from this little mom of three, that was just really cool.
That's not the only moment of California fusion at the festival. The Bay Area-based group Diapason plays a song called La Vejita, rooted in jarocho rhythms. But with a Puerto Rican drum beat and a bomba dancer swirling and flapping her skirt to the drum. It's a blending of Caribbean cultures, Veracruz and Puerto Rico, each with their own blends of African, Spanish, and indigenous American cultures, meeting again here in California. Founder of Diapason, Maria de la Rosa, is a leading cultural activist in the Bay Area. She says even traditional son jarocho has its own accent in California.
If you're going to fandangos in Veracruz, even, each community has their voice, and each fandango has its voice. They all have their own way of expressing themselves. And I see that by extension here in California. And there's definitely things that I think that we do differently, but it's because of who we've trained with, because those maestros have always been, be you.
Not only have California musicians made their own sound, playing son jarocho here has a different meaning, says De La Rosa.
For those of us who grew up here, born here, Latinos, and have a culture that we've grown up in, but have felt a need to keep that quiet, to do something like son jarocho that is us and our expression and unashamedly so, it's an act of resistance.
With each dance beat, each strum of the jarana, son jarocho musicians are saying, we, Chicanos, Latinos, we are here. We are part of California, of the United States. For Radio Bilingüe, I'm Zadie Stavely. This feature is a production of Radio Bilingüe, in partnership with the Alliance for California Traditional Arts. It's part of Sounds of California, a radio series that captures the music and voices of the ever-changing California soundscape. Support was provided in part by the National Endowment for the Arts. Additional support comes from the California Arts Council. This is Radio Bilingüe.